Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Honda.
It's been a.
Oh, there's also. Dearly Dolly, I'd like to call the fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We now begin our Hunka session. Today is March 27th, 2017. The time is 10:07 a.m. As we begin each day, we go to the Lord and Congressman Maker. Wadaka.
In Dr. Wakanda Jinki, Hampa Kaha, Hialaha, Wanake, Talikombra, Kistoma, Takere, Wadapikombra, Kahika, Wata, Takere, Wadapikombra. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day, and we want to ask for your continued blessing on our Osage Nation, our Osage people. I want you to look out for all of our elders, the children, and all those that are needing blessings or sick and mourning, and watch over our service people, wherever they may be, overseas or stateside. But we want you also to continue your blessing during this Lent Easter season. And as always, we give you all the power and glory. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Buffalo Head. Congresswoman Edwards. Present. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitman.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is the executive message by Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, members of the Congress. We have a few brief statements to make. I'm going to categorize them accordingly and recognize that today you begin your Hunka session, and I am stating that the executive branch is ready to work with your committees to provide the information needed for your legislation. After 2 weeks of analyzing revenue and expense reports, we have developed a detailed and comprehensive budget modification that should be finished and submitted to you within days. As a result of this effort, all funds needed to meet the Osage Nation Gaming Commission's need can be provided through budget modifications alone. There will be separate standalone budget modifications to address mid-year requirements for food distribution and communities of excellence. I'm glad to report that you can increase the amount of projected revenue by at least $1.4 million from funds accumulated by our Osage Tax Commission. I believe the Osage Constitution creates three equal branches of government. I have submitted to you the leases prepared for use of Blue Stem Ranch for your approval, but not by waiving any provision of this Constitution. I am doing this only to find a compromise. I will take it one step further. If you approve leases with different terms that are still within the law, I will sign them. My hope is that you will talk to the people who worked on these leases and determine that what we've submitted is in the best interest of the Osage Nation. I am familiar with the 1906 form of government and how we conducted business of the nation under a resolution form of government. I had the honor of serving as Assistant Principal Chief and at times as Acting Principal Chief under the old system of government. The Osage people voted for a new system. Sections 1 and 2 of the Osage Constitution are still in force. Section 1 commands, the powers of the government of the Osage Nation shall be vested in three separate branches, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. Section 2 commands, the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government shall be separate and distinct, and no person or collections of persons charged with official duties under one of those branches shall exercise any power properly vested in either of the others, except as expressly provided in the Osage Nation Constitution. So when I submit these leases, I do not, as one person, have the authority to waive provisions of this Constitution, no more than this Congress does. No law can violate the Constitution. If it is the desire of some to amend the Constitution, to eliminate Sections 1 and 2, and return to the council form of government, then those amendments need to be submitted to the Osage people. But without waiving the terms of this Constitution, I hope we can find a way to compromise, to keep moving towards the prosperity of our Osage people. Thank you.
Next is the legislative message.
Katieti Lali, Kishtamoy, Kahika, Kahika Owata, Wajajini Kaji. Thank you all for your attendance today and for those listening in. First, I would like to make a mention of something that I think is deserving of discussion, and I would like to recognize one of our colleagues, Congresswoman Edwards. And Congresswoman Edwards serves as the 10th Circuit Representative to the 15-member American Bar Association Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary. And she went through the vetting process of Judge Gorsuch, and she testified before the United States Senate. I saw her on C-SPAN on the vetting process of Judge Gorsuch, who is a nominee to the United States Supreme Court. And so I would just like to say what an important role you played, and I recognize that. I believe our colleagues recognize that. And I'm used to talking to you 2-3 times a day, and so I know you were very busy when I don't talk to you two to three times a day. And I believe that I would say that whether you agree, of course, the American people have their entitled to their opinions on this judge, and but I know you as a colleague, that you performed your due diligence and performed a lot of hard work in that time, and at the end of your testimony, members of the Senate thanked you and made the comment that you did this nation a great service. So I congratulate you, and I appreciate what you've done. So. Next, I would like to discuss some of the legislation that we have filed so far. Right now we have 15 pieces of legislation and 4 resolutions. We have a couple of appropriation bills thus far. One is $450,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for medical equipment to be utilized by the Wajaji Clinic. That will be discussed in the Health Committee, and we've received lots of support documentation on that equipment, as well as an appropriation for $1.1 million to the Osage War Memorial Fund, which we will also discuss in committee. I believe that there's a lot that we need to go over, and specifically some of the legislation. We have 2 or 3 regarding the wildlife conservation regulations, the hunting and fishing, and the NR department and the role that they play on our lands, and so I anticipate much discussion and probably several committee meetings. There will be the need for several committee meetings to go over that process. As you know, and Chief mentioned, that we are in receipt of an executive memorandum from the chief, as well as three leases for the Blue Stem Ranch. We also have a resolution that has been filed authorizing the principal chief to sign a lease of the Blue Stem Ranch to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC. That too will be thoroughly discussed in committee, but I would just like to say, as a member of Congress, I can't imagine that we would execute the leases that the chief has submitted to us, as this Congress passed a unanimous resolution to support the Blue Stem Ranch and overseeing and managing the entire ranch. So that's just my comments on that for now, but again, this will all be have thoroughly discussed in committee. Another importance is regarding our minerals estate. A resolution has been filed to express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robin Phillips, and that's been an ongoing issue for the Osage people and our shareholders regarding the minerals estate, so I look forward to that discussion as well. We have some education legislation to look at, creating a couple of funds, and and a couple of other resolutions regarding the social services, as well as the constitutional amendment. So I would like to just remind my colleagues and myself included that, again, this we begin our HANCA session, which always is the first session of the year, and we begin that the last Monday of March each year, and we go for 24 days. And I just want to remind everyone, as we speak of the CEJO and the HANCA session, it addresses the ancient moiety of the balance of earth and the sky. And that is often what is needed within the Osage Nation, is the balance. And so I just remind us, per the Constitution, that calls for us to interact in harmony, that we strive to do so, as well as it is addressed in our rules of the Robert's Rules of Order, as well as our congressional rules, to conduct ourselves respectfully and including to be waiting to be addressed, to be called upon before you speak. So I would just ask that we all try to do that to the best of our ability, and the people are watching, as well as our Wajaji Youth Council is paying close attention to us now, and I just wanted to let you all know that they will be attending session on the 31st, Friday the 31st, to set in and learn about our process, as well as Friday, in honor of National Women's Month, we have a reception. We will be honoring two women former leaders of our Osage Nation, and on March 3, three Osage leaders, and we will recognize them on Friday. So Friday's a big day for us. The Youth Council will be in attendance, as well as the reception. It will be Congresswoman Buffalo Head's birthday. And so we have a lot going on that day. It should be a fun day, and so I look forward to that. Also, I had asked by motion in the last session, we asked that Mr. Corbin with OFPR give a report to Congress on the activities of OFPR. Every Thursday of, while we're in session, we, I have asked him to submit his first quarter reports, and I have given you all a copy of that, so I would just remind you to please go over that and generate your questions, as we will have him report this Thursday. We have, I can't remember exactly, I want to say 10 maybe appointees for confirmation. This, 19, that's a lot. 19 appointments for confirmation during this session, so we will make sure that you are taking the time to review those as well, because that needs to be addressed. And I think that's probably it for now. If not, I think of something else, I will remind you in motions and notices. So thank you very much for your time, and Washgon, Gakana. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Seeing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. I would ask that we go down, everyone read their bills in, and then I will assign after that. So Congressman Shaw.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, listening public. I'm reading in ONCA 1724, an act to authorize and appropriate $450,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for the purchase of medical equipment to be utilized at the Wasatchi Health Clinic and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Edwards.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, and thank you for your words. I appreciate that. ONCA 1725 is an act to protect and provide for the conservation and management of wildlife, to require hunters to obtain a hunting certificate and to attend a hunter's safety course if under the age of 30, and to establish an alternate effective date. And I assume we will have a conversation about it.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. I'd like to read in ONCA 17-26, an act to establish an intergovernmental education fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Next one, please.
Also like to read in ONCA 17-27, an act to establish a high school senior academic scholarship fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 1728 is an act to require the resolutions of the Osage Nation Congress, signed by the Principal Chief or enacted by legislative override, be binding on the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1729 is an act to establish by law the Office of the Chiefs within the Executive Branch in accordance with the Osage Constitution, to authorize executive staff in the Office of the Chiefs within the Executive Branch and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, ONCA 1730 is an act to provide civil and criminal penalties for violation of the Osage Nation Wildlife Conservation Regulations as administered by the Osage Nation Environmental and Natural Resources Department and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
ONCA 1731 is an act to require the Osage Nation to conduct a census of the people for the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1732 is an act to impose a civil fine on persons banned from the Osage casinos when they violate the ban by reappearing on Osage casino property and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1733 is an act to protect the right of journalists to not disclose the source or content of information obtained under a promise to keep the source of information confidential, to provide exceptions to require notice and the right to be heard, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Good morning, members of Congress, Speaker, Assistant Chief. I'd like to read in ONCA 1731, an act to amend 15 ONC Section 8-104, 101 of the Open Records Act to make interest of ownership of restricted or trust property a protected record and to establish an alternate effective date. I also have ONCA 1735, an act to vest natural resources regulatory authority in the Environmental and Natural Resources Department of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. For clarification, that is, I know it doesn't show up well, but it is section 8-104.
It is 4. Yes, it looks like a 1.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Reading in ONCA 1736, an act to amend sections 3 and 4 of ONCA 1658 to remove the requirement of approval of a capital budget by resolution of Congress and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you, Congress. I am reading in ONCA 1737, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,100,000 to the Osage War Memorial Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1738, an act to amend 26 ONC Section 4-101 of the Osage Nation Revenue and Taxation Act to amend the definition of veteran to include persons on active duty status for at least 2 years and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCR 1702 is a resolution authorizing the principal chief to sign a lease of the Blue Stem Ranch to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC in accordance with the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board's annual plan of operation for the fiscal year 2017.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you. I would like to read in ONCR 1712, a resolution to express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robin Phillips and to request that she be removed from the position of superintendent and replaced with a capable candidate selected after consultation with the Osage Minerals Council and the principal chief.
Thank you, Congressman.
I filed this because I think that I've heard from both bodies in several meetings that this was a need that would help us move forward and some of the things the nation's trying to get accomplished that the BIA is, they feel is obstructing. So that's why this is vital.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Reading in ONCR 17-13, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 6, Section 3 and 5 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation. This would be to review again term limits, four terms.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Shaw.
ONCR 1714, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services, sole source, fiscal year 17, with the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and it consents to jurisdiction.
Thank you, Congressman. Okay, I will now go down the list for assignments. ONCA 1724 is referred to Health and Social Services. ONCA 1725 is referred to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 1726 is referred to Education. ONCA 1727, Education. ONCA 1728, Government Operations. ONCA 1729, Government Operations. ONCA 1730, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 1731, Membership. ONCA 1732, Government Operations. ONCA 1733, Government Operations. ONCA 1734, Government Operations. ONCA 1735, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 1736, Appropriations. ONCA 1737, Government Operations. ONCA 1738, Government Operations. ONCR 1702, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCR 1712, Government Operations. ONCR 1713, Government Operations. And ONCR 1714, Health and Social Services. Does anyone need anything repeated? Okay. Next. We are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCR 1643, a resolution to support the establishment and use of a sweat lodge for the benefit of patients at the primary residential treatment center. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to propose the following amendment. Page 1, line 39, after the word center, period, add, it is the intent of the Osage Nation Congress that the construction of such sweat lodge and its implementation within the treatment curriculum of the PRT take place within the next 45 days.
Second.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to postpone ONCR 1643 to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Okay. Okay, a motion to repeat that, please.
I said postpone, is that the right word?
Motion to postpone.
To tomorrow. To General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
On tomorrow's agenda. And a second discussion? Congressman?
There's no discussion. There is.
Okay. Congressman Walker.
Well, I recognize this.
Okay. All right, we have recognized that it is a rule suspension, so there is no discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Okay, roll call, please. Because I didn't hear everyone vote, so.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Baker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Morris?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
No.
Congressman Superhaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, so ONCR 1643 will be moved to general order day two on tomorrow's agenda.
Point of order.
Yes, Congressman.
The amendment that was proposed and seconded, what happens with that? Does it go away?
It stays in place.
It stays in place, so that amendment is still in place.
Right, that's why I paused for a second, because I wanted to make sure what we were doing with that.
Congresswoman Edwards, could we please get a written copy of the proposed amendment?
Yes,
so that we can consider it tonight.
Submitting it, thank you. All right, we are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, I noticed this morning, and maybe I misheard, but I thought I heard Chief Standing Bear say that $1.4 million worth of funds have been found in the tax commission to be added to projected revenue. Did I mishear that statement? Did anybody else hear that? Because if he did make that statement, I'd really want to have more information about that.
Congresswoman Edwards?
I think we got some information on it this morning, but I would suggest that it would be appropriate to have an appropriations committee meeting, and it also is concerning that we somehow keep finding money that we act like we don't know about.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So there's an email that I haven't seen yet, so I won't make a motion about any more information until I review that information.
Right, I agree. I have not reviewed it either.
So okay, thank you.
News. Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
Government ops meets today at 1 o'clock.
Congressman Supernaw?
From 3 to 5, and there will be some amendments to the agenda to be posted here in a little bit.
Okay, thank you. All right, if that's it, we'll entertain a motion to Congresswoman Edwards.
To adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned.